Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station. This show keeps growing and growing and growing. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Again, thank you so much for joining us. You can actually see the show. And again, I warn you, there's nothing to see. There's really nothing to see. Just some idiot talking into a microphone. We got the Big Willie 105.5 mic flag. We've got the Nail City Jeep Club duck that I was given to me by Jennifer. And what else? The slides, ECM Energy Services, great. And Big Willie 105.5 and Brooke and everything. It's just, there's not much to see. There's really not much to see. But we have a lot of really good information today because I really did my homework here with this. If you've just joined us, my paper cut wound is doing much better. I hope there's no permanent scarring. Thank you again for all the people who sent the get well cards. And thank you for the folks who dropped off those bandages, band-aids, because we didn't have here. And I actually used one on my thumb. So thank you. So God, I hope there's no permanent scarring. All right, fine. So back to this East Ohio Regional Hospital thing. The moment that I read the news release from East Ohio Regional Hospital, and that's Harold Ramsey, as far as I can tell. I have no reason to think it's anyone else, because it says East Ohio Regional Hospital. Who the hell else could it be? I was very concerned, because I know what a good news release looks like, how well it is crafted, and all of that, and this was a clown show. This was an absolute clown show. And I thought to myself, this is your first opportunity to make a good, well, to make a good first impression, of course. This was your opportunity to make a good first impression. Yeah, that's the way to say it. To the Upper Ohio Valley. And you come across like someone who, well, let me just go over this news release here from East Ohio Regional Hospital. All right, press release. East Ohio Regional Hospital purchased. Reopening set for fall of 2025. We'll get back to the purchased part in just a bit. I was at the Belmont County Courthouse yesterday. We'll get to that. June 23, 2025, the medical campus of East Ohio Regional Hospital has been acquired by 360 Healthcare, Inc. and company president Harold Ramsey, last name is spelled R-A-M-S-E-Y, has launched an effort that will reopen the facility under the same name at some point in fall 2025. Now, you might be asking yourself, why did you spell his last name? R-A-M-S-E-Y. Again, this is the news release. This is his introduction here to the Upper Ohio Valley. He misspelled his own name. I swear to you, he misspelled his own name. Oh, it gets much worse than that, believe me. Ramsey's initial goals include the restoration of power for the campus, complete cleansing of the hospital, continued communication with both Martins Ferry and Belmont County officials. All right, fine. And here's the quote from Mr. Ramsey. East Ohio is on a clear, controlled path for a professional restart, and we've established the direction by working with federal representatives, with centers of Medicare and Medicaid, and with several talented professionals in Columbus, Ohio, said Ramsey. Also spelled R-A-M-S-E-Y. That's the proper spelling. Okay, fine. He is the managing partner of Rising River Capital, LLC, with 20 years of experience with worldwide finance and investment markets. He says, with 20 years. We'll get to that, too. The next graph is very confusing. It says the employed physician group, all lowercase, by the way. So it's not a proper name. So what is the employed physician group will open offices soon, and in the fall, the facility will resume general hospital operations, hiring providers and key staff members underway, blah, blah, blah. The employed physician group, all lowercase, I have no earthly idea what that means. I don't know what the hell that means. This is a news release. His first entree into the Upper Ohio Valley, trying to make a good first impression, and I literally don't know what that even means. Next paragraph. More than 400 healthcare professionals and staff members lost their employment when East Ohio Regional Hospital was shuttered in late March. Ramsay, R-A-M-S-A-Y, now this is a second spelling of his name, R-A-M-S-A-Y, is hopeful the reopening will attract many of those individuals back to Martins Ferry Medical Facility. So now he's spelling his name two different ways. R-A-M-S-E-Y, which I believe is the proper spelling, but then it's R-A-M-S-A-Y. And this is the guy that's going to buy East Ohio Regional Hospital. He doesn't know how to spell his own name. Oh, it gets worse. Apparently his grammar is horrendous as well. Here, I'll give you an example. Quote, we want to continue the long tradition of providing quality health care to the people of Martins Ferry and to the people here in the Upper Ohio Valley, and we want to do that with the health care professionals in the region, Ramsay, R-A-M-S-A-Y, said, quote, their goal, excuse me, let me rephrase this. Here's the direct quote. There are a lot of steps we have to take in order to accomplish that goals. But we're going to get there sooner than later. Let me read this to you again. This is a direct quote from the guy who's supposedly going to be buying East Ohio Regional Hospital, or has bought East Ohio Regional Hospital. Or they want you to believe that he bought it. There are a lot of steps we have to take in order to accomplish that goals. But we're going to get there sooner than later. So now we've established that he can't figure out how to spell his name, and his grammar's atrocious. Then reach out to Frank Vitale with the phone number to schedule an interview. All right, fine. In this news release, he says he has 20 years of experience with worldwide finance. But on his website, Rising River Capital, he says he has more than, here's the direct quote. Harold Ramsay brings over 17 years of capital markets. And there's more. About Harold Ramsay. Again, this is part of the news release. Ramsay, now spelled the right way again, R-A-M-S-E-Y, brings over 20 years of capital markets expertise across finance, blah, blah, blah. So let's see. Earlier in the news release, it's with 20 years of experience. At the end of the news release, brings over 20 years of capital market expertise. The website says over 17 years. Sure, dude, whatever. But here's something else that really jumped out at me. And it's the last sentence about Harold Ramsay, this time spelled the right way. R-A-M-S-E-Y. Client engagements and projects have reached across to Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and North and South America. Ramsay is formally FINRA licensed. Series 724, 79, and 65, and has studied financial economics at Binghamton University. The key word here is
for... unlock your iPhone first.
Shut up, Siri! I'm doing a show! Siri's driving me nuts. If I say something a certain way, you know who responds. Stop it! Where was I? Formerly, FINRA licensed. So I used to have an FINRA license, Series 7, 24, 79, and 65, and I thought to myself, why doesn't he still have it? All right, fine. So when I read this, honestly, amateurish, pathetic news release. The way it's written is just horrible. Ramsay can't spell his, doesn't know how to spell his own name. His grammar is atrocious. I mean, to accomplish that goals. He contradicts himself even in the news release about how much experience he has. And then at the end, formerly licensed. F-I-N-R-A. Formerly. All right. All right. So here's what I did. In June, it said reach out to this Frank Vitale. And they don't tell you who he is, by the way. They don't tell you if he works for rising river capital or the hospital or who or what. Nothing, just nothing. Just a phone number. Name and a phone number. Okay. Okay. So I reached out to him. I'd like to interview Harold Ramsey, however the hell he spells his name this week. The response that I got, and I thought that was odd, and I tell you what. Because as Harold Ramsey is coming into this market, he wants to make a good first impression, understandably so. Certainly didn't do it with the news release. I mean, my God in heaven, a 9-year-old could have written that one. And perhaps a 9-year-old did. But he wants a lot of publicity. Great. Here I am. I've got the hottest talk show here in the Valley. I've got more than 7,500 followers. I have thousands of views on the Facebook live stream. Here I am. You want an hour of free advertising for all the great things you're going to do with East Ohio Regional Hospital? Fantastic. Wonderful. Happy to do it. But no response. And yet he sat down or had interviews with virtually everybody else in the local media, as far as I can tell. And wouldn't you know it, every interview that I read or saw was typical Valley journalism, which means it was simply just fluff, the propaganda press, the slobbering coverage they gave this guy. Oh, he's coming in. He's going to be our savior, and he's going to help East Ohio Regional Hospital, and everything's going to be wonderful. And oh, he walks on water, and he's fantastic. It was just it was disgusting to me as a journalist, because all it was with this slobbering coverage. They didn't question anything. Some of the reporters, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, actually lifted part of the description of his company, a rising river capital. Lifted the description right off of the website, added it to their story, and did not tell the viewer or the reader that they actually lifted it. Because again, it's all just about propaganda. And I'll tell you why. Because here's one of the dirty little secrets when it comes to, quote, journalism here in the Valley. In fact, let me do air quotes. Journalism here in the Valley. Those are air quotes on radio. It's not about journalism at all. It's about advertising. What all of these pathetic news outlets here want, whether it's the TV stations or the newspapers or a blog or whatever, they want advertising. They need advertising. And their small market pathetic mentality is this. If we suck up to everybody who has or could have an advertising budget, we're going to get some of that budget. We're going to get some advertising dollars. So let's make sure that everyone who we interview, we put them in the best light possible. Don't ask any tough questions. We want them to like us, because then they might advertise with us. That's pretty much how it works, except for me. And everyone knows that, because I will ask tough questions. I'll be fair, and I always give my guests the last word. But everyone knows Dimitri asks tough, pointed questions, because Dimitri actually does his homework. So this guy, Harold Ramsey, however he spells his name, did interviews with virtually everyone else in the local media, and they were all just fawning, disgusting, slobbering stories. But not with me. Another red flag. First, the amateurish news release, where they can't—he can't even spell his own name, and his grammar is I was startled. It's like, are you kidding me? And he doesn't know how long he's been in the business. I would have asked him those questions. I would have asked him a lot of other questions. I had a lot of other questions, but again, why go on with Dimitri when you're going to get slobbering coverage from the local media, where they all just praise you and just say really, really, really good things about you. And remember, I was really nice to you when you came into the market, so can you advertise with us now, please, huh? Me, I don't care. I know I'll never see a dime of East Ohio Regional Hospital advertising dollars. I can live with that. I cannot live with pretending that I'm doing journalism when I'm not. So this is journalism. It's not pretty. It's very rough around the edges. But you will hear what I discovered. I don't pull any punches. I don't do slobbering interviews. I don't fawn over these people. I try to hold them accountable. And that's one reason why I don't have a whole lot of guests, because everybody knows that's what I do.